Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
On Saturday, we got to kick it at the Hall on Occidental to celebrate the Mariners' first game for the ALDS.
What a fun vibe, just fun experience. And shout out to all the Rock Hogs who came out and said hi while we were at the Hall.
Oh, that was such a good time. And while we were there, we chatted with Gary, who is the owner of the Hall.
Dude, we just got here to the Hall on Occidental. We're here with Gary, the owner, the man that made this all happen. Dude, this is crazy.
Let's go Mariners. Oh, my God. There's thousands of people here.
Insane. A line out the door.
And just even the line of people trying to get to T-Mobile Park is bananas right now. I've never seen this many people here.
It's electric, dude. Yes. Like, the feeling is like when the Seahawks went to the Super Bowl. It's like the feeling of the – it's in the air. It's amazing.
I think the energy would be great even if it was dumping down rain. But the fact that the weather's great, that just adds to this awesomeness.
Gary, how many people do you have working for you right now? Because I can't imagine trying to manage this many fans.
I have about 50 people on the clock right now. I wish I had another 20. We've got over 100 kegs of beer for this weekend. Like, it's wild. It's so cool. Like, it's just, it's awesome.
Well, congratulations on throwing arguably the playoff party of the year. Cannot wait to get this game
going. Oh my gosh, look at the size of that pretzel, Taryn.
Woo!
Okay, clearly my ADD just kicked in right there. I totally forgot we were even talking, but it was really cool because you saw, like, all the, there was like a giant, like, semi-truck that had taps sticking out of it, pouring beer for everybody, which was just a great visual.
Like, the best organized chaos.
Oh my God. Anyway, we'll be here for every Mariner home game through the playoffs. Obviously, we're going all the way into November, right, for the World Series, and every Seahawks home game. So, yeah.
Well, what a weekend. Sounders, Seahawks, of course, our Seattle Mariners. You can't ask for a better time.
Let's just win today, man.
Let's go.
Let's do it. Let's sweep them.
Well, we did not do that, unfortunately. They didn't win that day. But it was cool also because there was like a lot of Sounders fans that were hanging out at the Hall as well, which was kind of funny because Sounders fans had their match later on that night as well.
Just a little fun overlap there. Well, then Gary told us, he said, hey, this chef here is a huge fan of the station. I'm going to bring him out. And then we ended up chatting with him. His name, Demetrius.
We're at the Hall. Taryn Dilley. We've met a new friend, a rockaholic, who's the chef here.
He's probably the best person to know here because he makes all the wonderful delights on the menu at the Hall, including the pretzel cheese dip that's not made with any cheese. Demetrius, tell us what the cheese is.
That's made from a Wazoo Cougar Gold.
I want some Husky Gold.
Wait. Everybody wants that. It gives you diarrhea.
Thanks, Taryn. Guess I'm not ordering that pretzel now after all. You were finding every Coug fan in that beer garden. I saw you walk up to so many people. If they even had like a WSU earring, you spotted it out.
Yes.
You're like, go Cougs, go Cougs.
That's how it is.
You know what I love is Demetrius showed up, not just to say hi, but he's also rocking the Trident, the Mariners Trident.
The Trident.
That is insane.
This
dude.
Is absolutely, so we got this in our auction last year. This actually came out of the dugout. Ooh. It's the real deal.
Oh.
This
wow.
is it. It's signed. Here you go.
Oh, my God. It's like being, you know, amongst a royal family or something like that. This is crazy.
The pretzels look amazing here, too, by the way.
They are.
I go back again to the book scare. Who cares about this Trident, which was a lot heavier than I thought. It was like, I don't know why. I just assumed it was like 3D printed or some kind of a plastic Trident. This thing was heavy.
Yeah, you could do some damage with that thing.
A work of love. We
know each other.
Oh my God, Joe!
Okay. Back in high school together.
And at that moment, that's when your friend just decided to hijack our interview.
Thanks, Joe.
Our friend, of course.
Wait a second, what just happened?
Our friend Joe Groob just hijacked our conversation with the chef. Apparently, they went to high school together at Woodinville.
What is happening here? Hey, Joe, thanks for interrupting our interview so you can have a high school reunion.
Sorry about that.
Go Falcons.
Go Falcons.
The Daily Mix Show.
Yesterday, I ended up getting myself locked out of the house with my 6-year-old son.
I'm so excited to find out why.
And it was for the absolute dumbest reason. So how did this all happen? My son is going to explain it from his perspective after Pearl Jam.
What the f***?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.